Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Previously on the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Oh my God, it's a letter and someone managed to get it to us even though we never gave it the post office box number.
That is creepy.
Kind of looks like a ransom note or something.
Oh, oh shit. A wicked cackle short of breath. Bravo to Mike and Tim and Jeff. The IBA is near complete.
That's not really true, but
I've devised another feat. Oh no. Let's see how the sloppies fare when mystery is in the air. No research ahead of time. Next week, the boys will go in blind.
Signed, the trickster.
In scrawly handwriting, the trickster.
The trickster signed that.
The trickster. Wow. We're going in blind.
Wait, hold on a second.
That's so freaky to me.
Shit.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I'm in LA.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, West Coast stylies?
Yes, we are your hosts, and we are in person together once again.
And we're in LA, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, you
yes.
would say.
Mm-hmm.
One of you would say, Hollyweird, Los Angeles.
Hollyweed.
Ooh. Are you guys token these days?
Like, what kind of question is that to ask at the top of the show?
No, man, I'm just curious.
Problem. Every morning I wake up, I pack a bong, I forget to spark it up.
Yeah, it's tough to find the matches.
All those bongs unsparked.
I do a new bong every morning.
That's funny. One thing I really enjoy is going to like walking by vape shops and stuff and seeing the bongs, the Rick and Morty bongs, or like the SpongeBob bongs,
Stewie.
Or the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They really do some interesting glass work on those. I don't know if they're worth, if you put them down, it just shatters. But
you're right.
They're always entertaining to me.
You know what I just noticed? And the head shops we have in LA are like a little bit different than other places where they're a little more like, a vape shoppy and a little almost like a Spencer Gifts vibe or something like that, rather than hippy dippy. And I've seen there's one in Hollywood, and then I saw one downtown the other day where a big thing is having like international chips, like Lay's and Doritos flavors that we don't have.
Interesting snacks, or like wrap snacks.
Yes, wrap snacks.
That's
exactly.
Another one.
Well, saw wrap snacks.
Like independent chips, lesser known chips.
It'll be like one counter of like vapes and jewels, and another counter of lesser known chips. And it's funny that it's munchy stuff, but it's like, why the rare munchy stuff?
But I know what you mean. Like when I think of like head shops, when you go on vacation upstate in New York, you'd see tie-dyes.
Yeah.
If Hendrix Commons.
Tie-dyed Hendrix.
And like black light posters, the felt.
Dripping candle trees.
Yeah.
And then now the head shops are, there's basically vape shops, and it's like LED lights and a lot of mirrors and chrome.
Yeah.
And bright, very and like, bright lights.
And like expensive looking, like there's a brand Roar, R-O-O-R, bongs that look like, they're really like artful. But they look like a Mercedes.
They're very simple, right?
Bong. Yeah,
just
they're like
clear.
But they're like expensive. They look like they're made by like Lexus or something.
I remember a kid in college was like,
dude, Jason got a roar over Christmas. I was like, what is that? He's like, it's this glass bong from Amsterdam, man.
Okay. But they're, yeah.
All right, Jason.
Jason did it. They seem super expensive. Like, yeah, the head shops in Ithaca were like, you could get a slide for a bong, man. It'd be like, this one's $7.50, man. Like $7.50. Right. And now these roars, like $500 bongs.
There's a really funny Instagram or TikTok video of this kid who got a bong like mailed to him. And his mom is with him, and she's like, open this up. Open your new your package you got. He's like a teenager. He's like, opens it, and it's a bong. He's like, oh, what is this thing? No, I've seen she's that. Like, you don't know what this is? It's like, I don't know how this came here. busted, dude.
Whew.
Dude.
Hmm. Well, anything else new to report?
Mm. I'm trying to think. It's fun being out here in L.A. I'm staying with the T-Man. Excellent host.
Thank you.
Hey, the T-Man.
Excellent host.
Mike made me eggs.
I did eggs.
Keto eggs.
Scrambled avocado eggs with avocado mashed in.
Mushed in?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And then, do they turn the eggs some green pepper.
Do they turn the eggs green when you put a little bit avocado in?
A little bit.
Kind of just disappeared in the egg, made it creamier, but then there was green pepper in there. Oh, wow.
You kind of forget about green pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You go through produce and you're like,
I love it on pizza. Sausage and peppers. Pepperoni green pepper. Green pepper.
A nice little crack. Yeah. A little
Oh!
I had something to say about eggs. Yes, cream cheese. I had an extra little dollop of cream cheese, no bagels to put it on.
No bagel,
so I said, you know, I'm going to make a little scramble. I'm going to do my best to like chop up this cream cheese in the egg. Oh, and it worked.
Nice. Nice.
Yum, 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 yum.
And are you doing the slow? We talk about eggs
this
a lot.
This is low and slow. Low and slow.
I've been getting into that Tuesday. I don't always go to the way slowest, and that sometimes takes a little time.
Who's got the time?
My patience runs out, but... I don't just like eat my. In the old days, we were just blasted on high, and you're done in 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Make some shitty dry egg. Yeah.
Man, I had another thing I wanted to talk about during shit chat and I forgot, but I was something about me having to apologize for getting something wrong or something that people have been correcting me about.
Mm.
Somebody, people have been DMing me, and I was like, I should apologize.
Oh, is it the 35 milliliter, 35 millimeter?
No, but that's a good one.
That's one on the pod. We, for both the French Connection and the Godfather, didn't put it together that 35 milliliters is a reference to 35 millimeter film.
Right. Yes, so really you would just have it be 30, because 30 milliliters is an ounce. So, and we're just saying it's an equal parts drink, but
right.
They did a cute thing where they made it 35. We didn't pick up on that. Then there was another, well, a smaller thing is a few people have corrected me on my pronunciation of Appalachian.
Oh.
I say Appalachian.
I say Appalachian too.
Me too.
You shouldn't?
Appalachian.
Well, they say Appalachian. On the trail, they say Appalachian.
Really?
But there's one that I really incessantly got hammered into me, and people are mad. It'll have to just be next week, I guess.
The fact that you say soup case instead of soup case.
Yeah. No, that's correct.
Well, if it comes to you.
If it comes to me, then I shall share it.
Damn.
I for some of my lunch today, I went grocery shopping, and I bought Campbell's Beefy Mushroom Soup.
Beefy mushroom?
I never heard of it before, but beefy mushroom seemed funny to me. It was disgusting. I added something. It was not great. It wasn't disgusting. I just wanted more stuff in it.
You think it would be beef and mushroom soup, but beefy mushroom sounds like it's a mushroom soup. The soup that's a little beefy.
A little bigger.
It reminded me of chicken, hearts, and gizzards, mostly gizzards.
Ugh. Man. There was a restaurant term, a menu term that I didn't like, and it was
86. It means it was, we're done.
It was something like beefy, but it was.
You mean the menu item was called it?
Yeah, like I don't know. Sometimes you see like
chicken tendies.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I hate tendies.
Yeah,
but it's like toasty this.
Oh, Sando.
Sando, I don't like. But there was like there's an extra cutesy one. It's similar to like toasty bread and whatever. Like, is it toasted? Or,
right.
Or what, like, don't be cute about it. Yeah. But it was an even more like confusing and annoying thing than toasty.
Interesting. Interesting.
Damn. Hey folks, little editor's note. The word I was looking for was melty, as in covered in melty cheese. Okay, here we go.
You know what I don't like at restaurants is when, you know, you go to like a, you ever been to the Phoenician Diner?
Yeah.
You know of it? I went there a couple weeks ago.
Hip spot, Michael.
Hip spot. I was up there skiing. I was coming down the next day. And
city guy upstate, you're going to the Phoenicia Diner. Oof.
City guy upstate, that would be a good trilogy.
That's movie. Your memoir. No, it could be city guy upstate, city guy abroad, city guy in space,
city guy back into the city, city guy in space. That'd be funny. Like,
city guy in the city, he's looking up at the buildings like, ooh.
He's been away so long, he's back.
He's been upstate. This ain't Phoenicia no more.
But the Phoenician, they had, like, I was in the mood for some corned beef.
Hash,
which I love, but it was listed on the menu as like our in-house smoked corned beef or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that before at a nice hip place, and it's like chunks of corned beef. Not what I want.
No, you want to shred it up like hash.
I want dog food.
I agree. You want it all shreddy. I don't like the big, they're showing off, hey, look at these chunks of corned beef. I don't give a fuck.
And I'm not going to throw Phoenician Diner under the bus because I don't know if that's what it was. I just saw that the way it was worded, and I said, you know what? I've had problems with this before. I don't want to ask.
Right. And you didn't order it.
Didn't order it. So you didn't even ask about it.
So I wouldn't worry about throwing them under the bus because it's a food you didn't eat.
Well, no, I don't.
This is a famous restaurant with a cookbook out that's a bestseller.
And you had no experience with it?
But I don't want people to go there and say, I'm not going to go there because they have that bad corned beef.
Sure,
Just have no experience.
Here's another corned beef blunder.
Ooh, that's your book.
My memoir. When you get corned beef hash, you say this will be good, and then don't get hash browns as your side dish, you know, because sometimes you'll have corned beef hash going along the middle of the plate, and then on the side, hash browns.
Too much
and
hash.
It's the same thing minus the corned beef, basically. So you want to either, you know, if you can get like home fries, or lots of times they won't even offer a potato side with a corned beef hash. Shit. Some toast would be nice.
Some toast.
For some attitude. Some toast would be
just
nice.
Trailing off and some toast would be nice. I had the Eggs Benedict, and I ain't complaining.
Mm. Wow. That's very city guy upstate getting Eggs Benedict. I've been on a big diner kick, and I've been luxuriating in not doing the brunchy food. You know, going to a diner and just, I get my eggs soft scrambled, really nice.
Right.
Versus what?
Just a scrambled egg, but they don't cook it too much, so it's a soft scramble.
Is that like the slow scramble that we've talked about?
It's a soft scramble.
Yeah, they just do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
They just do a good job of it.
They just do a good. It is. It's a little more. You know, it's a little more European.
Ah, a nice pillowy, soft scramble.
There you go.
Well, why don't we get into a little booze news?
Right. Hit it.
Hey, there's another song. You know that song that's like dun 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 dun
dun. Jason having a wonderful Christmas time. Coming up, Joe.
Dun 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 dun. I did pretty good.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. Oh. Choose booze, choose news, choose holiday-themed seltzer packs, choose French fry flavored vodka, choose live raw, choose Gale, choose mind-numbing, spirit-crushing quizzes, choose Jeff, Mike, and don't forget Tim. He's basically my boy. Choose the sloppy boys. Bitch, it's fools, new rules. Your slag scoring counts.
Hello there. Oh!
I'm no longer constipated.
Born Sloppy was sent to us by Tommy Teenage Fan Club from our Discord. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
That's like, that was Train Spotting, right?
Yeah. Choose life. Yeah. That ending.
So the song Born Slippy is in.
Yes.
What's the real song? It's from by Underworld or something like that. I think I got it right here.
Yeah.
I was born this way. Yeah. The real song is Born Slippy by Underworld, and it's on the Train Spotting.
Born Slippy, that's a funny name.
Original soundtrack.
Ooh, that's a good movie. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Original soundtrack, that's kind of gone the way of the dodo, huh? You feel kind of stupid when you go on Spotify looking for a soundtrack, and a lot of movies don't do them anymore. And if it's not original score, you'll see somebody like put together a playlist of the songs.
But it's not official.
A couple of them. Who does it? Guardians.
Yeah.
And then Tarantino, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that Tarantino burns through songs at a quick pace. He'll play like 5 seconds of a song and then go on to the next.
Oh, in a scene, you mean?
Oh, in like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Playing taking the biggest, most recognizable songs imaginable, right, and just playing right. them for 4 seconds each.
I just saw a video of Tarantino talking about his writing process, and it was great because he made no bones about trying to make it sound unpleasant. He was like, so I wake up in the morning and I have a balcony off my bedroom. I live up in the Hollywood Hills. Beautiful, nice greenery, really nice. So I'll write during the day and I'm writing. And then when I've finished my day of writing, it's maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Then I go in the pool. And while I'm in the pool, I think about the stuff that I wrote that day that I maybe didn't really like, didn't want to change. And I'm relaxing in the pool. It's very warm. It's very nice. And what I think about then is those are the things I'm going to start with when I write tomorrow. And I was just like, the no shame aspect of like, yeah, we all agree. You're a rich genius. And yeah, this yeah. is great. And like, we're happy. Whatever you're doing up there is I'm happy. You're happy.
He, remember when he won an Oscar for writing for something? And he got up there. It was kind of in the last couple of years. He got up and I think he thanked himself. he wrote it up.
Man, there's a great, like the George Lucas quote is the other one. I forget what it's something like, he hates writing, he detests it. He compares it to walking through the desert, starving, and picking up rocks, and just knowing that every rock he picks up is not the rock that he's looking for.
Oh my God.
This makes it sound absolutely miserable.
Is that when he came up with the, these are not the droids you're looking
yeah,
for?
Yeah, so. He's like, yeah. Instead of rocks, it could be droids. Yeah.
Oh, Wait a minute. No rocks at all in this movie. It should be robots.
His vomit draft of the movie was all rocks, and then he changed rock to droid.
There we go.
Okay, booze news, guys. This was a huge booze news story.
This is the big one.
Maybe the most we've ever been tagged. Yeah. Maybe the most we've ever been DM'd.
I was getting DMs to me, and I'm like, you know me. I'm not the booze news guy.
Yeah, but you are the Fireball Nip enthusiast.
That's true.
The Fireball Nip scandal. Fireball is being sued because those little gas station nips that Hanford carries around, and he sometimes shakes your hand and slips one into your palm,
yeah.
they do not contain whiskey.
Oh,
so there, did you hear about this, Jay?
No.
So yeah, it's like a lawsuit that's happening. Mike, you heard about it. Mm. We kind of broke the story here a year ago, just figuring out. Remember, I like during an episode ran to my kitchen.
Yeah, there's two kinds.
It says,
yeah,
if you buy it at like a liquor store, it'll say cinnamon whiskey. And if you buy it at a gas station or a bodega, it says cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then you look and you notice that instead of 66%, alcohol, it's 33% alcohol. Mm. No, 66 proof. It's 33% proof. Mm-hmm. And you peek and you see it's instead of being a distilled beverage, it's a malt beverage.
Right.
So you're,
and that's why they could sell them at grocery stores. You can yeah. get those like buckets of them. And
stuff. Yeah, because you don't need to have a liquor license. You can have a beer and wine license and sell those nips. But here, so we talked about this a year ago and we were baffled by it. I do remember, like, it's funny to be in your own home and pull something out of the cabinet. Because yeah. like, I had two identical things next to each other, cinnamon whiskey and cinnamon.
It's in my very own home?
How big is this problem?
What universe have I switched over to?
So then this is a big story. It's in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and people were tagging us, and I was like, oh, so people finally found out. But what I hadn't actually read an article till now. And there's a lady is suing for $5 million.
Wow. That's
so funny. Like what's her thing?
False advertising. She's like, wow. Just that it was deceptive. The label was deceptive.
We should have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is deceptive because she can point to another product that they sell that looks exactly yeah. the same and does say whiskey on it.
Yeah. yeah. And there's also, it goes beyond just the cinnamon thing. I think that if you look at the back, it'll say like, cinnamon whiskey or it says like natural whiskey and other flavors, meaning like it's a natural whiskey flavor and other flavors, but it looks like natural whiskey and flavors, but the other is the legalese that gets you.
Was it Fireball that also had like a third iteration in like some states where it was like wine based or something? There was.
I think we were saying that the malt one. We were like, it's basically drinking wine.
Okay,
I kind of remember something
when,
like
when
that,
we were talking about like
it wasn't Fireball.
Was it like Bum Wine or Four Loko or something? Like something had a state by state different like difference in ingredients.
Well, the one thing I know about Fireball, it's now owned by the Sazerac company, but remember it used to be owned by Seagram's and it was Dr. McGillicuddy's cinnamon.
Yes.
And we've now had Dr. McGillicuddy's menthol mint, which we love.
Yes.
So her thing is
if
like,
it's ice cold, continue.
Thank you. She's looking at this and saying one says whiskey, one just says cinnamon. Mm-hmm. So then is Fireball just going to say, no, it's right on the label. And then she'll say, they'll go back and forth like this. She'll say through her lawyers, yes, but they are look exactly the same.
That's what the New York Times article is saying from her lawyer. It's talking about like, yeah, those words are different, but the logo being the same and everything else being the same is intentional, like deception with the aesthetic.
Right.
Damn.
We need access to the emails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Also, this sounds like a good American crime story. The Fireball kerfuffle.
Thing.
Maybe I can play the lady.
Fireball show.
Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Okay. Nice. So,
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything from the trickster or.
So we're just gonna hang around and just see what we have. We have no plan for this episode.
That was just like spooky when we got that piece of mail from him last time.
And we are all assembled in person.
Mm-hmm. Which he wanted, he demanded. So that's we got
it
together.
Sounded like that was good for him, but.
Okay, what is this?
What is this?
I didn't know you had a doorbell. I was always knock when I get here.
Well, I have a doorbell.
Yeah, but I always just knock. That's
on you.
How I do it.
Okay. Well, I'm a little sort of wedged in with the mic and everything. Tim, can you just get the door?
Oh, yeah, I'll get the door. There's a box.
What? How the hell did the box get out there?
Oh, my God. There's a box? We just walked past there.
Wait a minute. So that really is. Yeah, that really did happen.
Here. Bring that
Tim
in
and
here.
I just walked in here. And there wasn't a box outside, and you haven't left yet, Jeff.
Correct. Okay.
Does it say
something? Oh, there's a note.
Oh, my God.
Mike, why don't you read that? Read it nice and slow, huh? Okay. We'll put some creepy music under it.
The week's at an end. I'm guessing this is from the trickster.
It's kind of a fancy box, by the way. It's
it's nice.
Looks red leather with some like brass.
Some trim.
It looks like a banker's box. The week's at end. It's time, I think, to make your best old-fashioned drink.
Slow down. Okay. pump up the drama.
Good,
you know?
Good, right. Adding this time, if you dare.
We'll start from the top.
Okay. The week's at end. It's time, I think, to make your best old-fashioned drink.
Oh.
Adding this time, if you dare, a note that dances in the air. Reveal to me your deep desires. Where there's smoke, there must be fires.
What?
With every choice, with every turn, every sloppy boy will burn. The trickster.
Oh my God.
I don't like this at all. I don't know where that came from.
I don't like this deep desire thing.
He signed it again where the body of the letter is kind of block letters and then he gets the bottom. It's a little swirly like a signature.
The trickster.
How do you know his voice?
I don't know. That's just my interpretation. Looking at the signature.
See, that's why I look at him like the trickster.
Oh.
Because he's got a voice modulation.
He's got one of these.
He's got one of voice modulation.
So old-fashioned cocktail, but then there's some fire element that dances upon it.
I hope it's not Fireball.
No, because we don't want to get into all that legalese.
Let's let that thing just settle out.
And that was in Booze News. Booze News is wrapped up.
Yeah, that's put away. We're not doing that.
We'll open the box, somebody. Tim, open it.
Tim, you open it. Ooh, I got a feeling.
Okay, we're unboxing. Okay, what the fuck?
What do we got?
We got a little blowtorch.
Oh, boy, I know what this is.
Holy shit.
I know what this is. It's scary.
Oh, listen to that, baby. Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
That was a safety.
Yep. I've dealt with these before.
Whoa, fuck. That's dope.
Careful.
Okay.
I've not dealt with these before.
This, I've had, if I think this is, I know what this is, it's a smoke infuser.
Yes.
We're infusing smoke into
a
drink.
There's little cans. Are there different flavors? What do we got going on?
There's another little note.
This is, oh my God.
Oh, the note says choose.
Choose.
Okay, folks, here's what we got going on here. There are these little tins of wood chips. There's oak, cherry, apple, and pecan.
Ooh.
Damn.
And then, oh, you're scared about that.
And what is this? Oh, shit. This is like a little...
I think that goes in the top.
Flying saucer that you sit on top and then the chips... Yeah. Wait, I just saw somebody do this.
I saw this at Dresden.
No shit.
I got something like this for my brother for Christmas.
No shit.
Different style, though.
Have you done this?
His was a different style. It's like... It has a big hose in it and like... Yeah, it's a little different than this. This is like a gun.
It's so weird. So the trickster gave us a nice gift?
The same, yeah, I don't know.
Like a gift that you would give to your brother who you love?
Yeah.
the trickster acted like this was going to be some sort of
jeez, maybe that's the big trick. He comes at you like he's...
And I'm afraid of what the implications are once I pick... I want to pick cherry because...
Oh yeah,
I think of like
a cherry loving guy.
I'm a cherry loving guy.
This is all. There's kind of like a little cocaine spoon to get the chips into.
Okay,
like,
Mister. Oh, geez, Trickster. Mr. 70, Studio 54.
And look, we got a. What's this? Is like a little filter.
I think that's where you put in the
chips. In the wood chips.
Ooh, this is some fun ass shit.
This
man.
Is cool. What was it? Cherry, hickory, and
oak, cherry, pecan, apple.
Ooh,
so oak. Well, and these are all like, that's just the type of tree.
And those
right?
all yeah. make sense for like an old fashioned.
But yeah, but like, I doubt the apple tastes like apple, right? It's probably apple wood.
Mm.
Or who knows? Let's see.
What's that apple?
Apple wood smoked bacon, apple. Maybe.
Ooh, apple wood smoked bacon.
That's what that comes from. I get it.
Right. Like that doesn't, it's not like, it doesn't smell like artificial apple or anything. I think it's like apple wood. And I would say that the probably the same deal with the cherry thing. It's like.
So now he wants us, so pass, he wants us to
pass
infuse.
Us one or. I want to smell some.
Oh yeah, Tim's getting
I'm
all
also
the smell.
Noticing that, like, I
yeah,
have
Tim's hogging all
smell.
The smell. Very Trickster,
possible that I have
Trickster,
COVID because I didn't smell anything.
Mr. Trickster, Tim hogged all the smells.
Here, smell.
Okay. Let me take a smell.
I think I have covfefe.
Oh great! I'll smell apple now. I don't really smell anything either.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Maybe you have to burn it to unlock the. Smell
the chips. The chips are alive.
This one smells. Oak smells like glue to me.
Ooh, nasty.
Well, I choose cherry. How about you guys?
We're doing three difference.
It said on the note we got to choose.
Okay, I'm gonna go oak.
Oak. Okay, I'll do. I was gonna do the pecan.
Love that. Ooh.
Should we? And he wants us to make these now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
we better, or otherwise we're going to be assassinated, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Or
if
we'll
don't.
Burn?
Yeah, we'll burn.
Oh, no, I guess that's probably just a reference to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's make the things, and I'm going to taste my old-fashioned real quick, and then do this.
Okay, good.
To see if the infusion... Okay, so takes. This wooden disc on top, that when that's happening, I guess that like holds the smoke in for a second. Yeah, like,
wait, there's more. There's...
User's
manual.
The trickster included the manufacturer's instructions.
Yeah, you basically put that little cap on and put the your pieces of wood in that little mesh thing. You torch it, and then you put the lid on top of the lid. Yeah. The lid on top of the lid, so all the smoke just kind of goes into the drink.
It goes down.
For how long do you let it sit there?
Well, let's take about a little read here.
Because I feel like at bars, they don't leave it for a very long time.
It's like
time.
Seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. The one I went to, it's like you put it in this big jug and you like roll it for a little while to get going.
I've also
way.
Seen ones where it's like a big bell jar type thing where they put the whole glass in a smoke. This is just like a wood lid we're going to put on an old fashioned glass.
This just says cover up the smoker hole. And I always like when the in instructions do something like this. On the very last one, take off the lid and enjoy your drink.
Aw. Aw.
Don't forget that it's fun too.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to prep these. And when we come back,
damn.
We're torch them up.
Damn. Torch time, baby.
This is exciting.
And Trickster, if you're listening, thank you for the kind gift.
Yeah. Thanks for tricking us.
Yeah. Thanks for
the ultimate trick.
Thanks
he was
for tricking
nice.
Us.
He was nice.
I welcome this sort of trick.
I was so tricked.
I hope we see the Trickster more.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, don't torch your dick.
No, I shouldn't.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
We're back. Old fashions in hand.
They taste great.
We want to make sure we like the base old fashioned to start.
And we didn't use a specific recipe. We're all old fashioned drinkers, so we just made ourselves a custom old fashioned to our own taste.
Yeah. I am now putting a little bit of my...
That's perfect.
Yeah. My little wood chips, my pecan wood chips into the topper here. Topper's on top here.
How many scoops to do?
I was just going to say, Where's the user?
I think
manual?
The trickster took it back.
I just kind of glanced at this. How did you drink whiskey ice? Okay. Place your smoker on top of the thing. Pour a pinch of chosen wood chip, like a pinch.
That's a pinch?
Just pinchy enough. Hold the torch steady for about 5 to 7 seconds above the wood chips and burn them until smoke drips into the glass. Oh, then cover up the smoker, right? It's going to go right on there. Where's that?
Great.
Here we go.
One, two, three, four. Ooh, it's going down.
Whoa, look
it's
at that
oozing. Smoke. Okay, now lit it, baby.
Okay, the lid is on. There is smoke in the drink.
Damn, dude.
Ooh, it smells good in here. Ooh.
Ooh, it does smell good in here.
That's a really cool. That's good. It's very simple.
Yeah. I think you're good, man.
I'm going to leave it for a little bit so it.
Okay. I'm going to grab a trash so we can empty out that thing. Or Tim, you use this little guy right there.
I mean, my guess is like the longer you keep the smoke in there, the longer or the more flavor it'll get.
That's my theory as well.
Now, Jeff, you know what you could also do with this? He's out of the room. Well, Tim, I'll tell you. You can also smoke cheese with this.
I'm not going to do that. Gouda?
Well, I don't know.
You think I'm smoking Gouda?
You could, though.
You know what would be cool was if these drinks came out all the way out to your table, and then you pulled the lid off yourself, you know? They should put a little coaster on there, and then... Whoosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could use a coaster and just trap it.
And trap it. Or, I mean, I've seen a bartender do this, and they only do it for a couple of seconds. If you wanted to hotbox it like Hanford's doing, look at that.
I put a coaster on top now just to keep the infuse going.
There's a quick swap.
I'm going to see if I can switch out the chips without burning my fingers. Actually, Tim, why don't you start fresh?
Thank you.
In the meantime, I'll do my chips.
This is cool.
Yeah.
The one I got my brother, like I said, had like...
And you don't need to use as many chips, I guess.
Okay. Just like one scoop?
Yeah, like barely.
The one I got my brother had like a motor, like sucked in air while you lit the thing, and this hose, this rubber hose, like went into the drink. It was more complicated than this.
Damn. Like a dab machine?
Yeah, but I mean more complicated, maybe in a bad way.
Okay, I am grilling.
Grilling and thrilling.
Okay, other way. Yep.
Ooh.
One, two.
Oh, wait, where's that fucking lid?
One, two. Keep it going.
Am I, is it possible we're running out of gas?
Let me see. I think it's just like a slow pull. Ooh, now you get a nice dumper.
Cool. Look at
that smoke dump. Lit it.
That looks really cool.
Lit it. Yeah.
Jeff, we'll take a video of yours. I'm gonna pull mine and take a sip. Ooh.
Yeah, start sipping.
That smells like a campfire in there. Ooh.
He likes it.
It's a hint.
A hint?
From the trickster.
Give us a hint as to how it tastes. Are you getting, so it's more of the smell and the essence than the actual taste?
I think so.
Is it a note that dances in the air?
That's right. That's what he says.
That's exactly what it is.
Adding this time, if you dare, a note that dances in the air.
It's definitely, I say for Tim's, keep the factory lid on. Don't do like a...
But shouldn't you do like a sip immediately after you take the lid off?
Right, but what I'm saying is like what I did is I switched out and put a coaster on top.
You lost some good smoke.
I think I lost some good. Let's keep it. For Tim, how long? Tim's is like
you kept
really,
it for a long time though, didn't you?
Yeah, but we keep it a little longer. It's really more of a swayed by the smell thing. Like my glass.
I think that's
like
probably what it is. Is less about infusing and more about just the olfactory experience.
Ooh.
The orifices grinding.
Ugh. All right, Tim, pass that thing.
There you go.
Pass that smoker to me.
As soon as I
hit
you to
Timmy.
The top, I'm going to take a sip.
Great.
Whoop.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Ooh, he got a big whiff.
He's just breathing in smoke at this point.
Hey, we should do this with weed. Has anyone ever done it with weed?
Actually,
Jeff,
that's
a good idea.
Come on.
I don't have weed.
You don't have
ooh,
weed?
Ooh, that's hot.
That would be so funny to get a nose full of weed while you're
going. All right, take your sips. I'm going to do my little thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Delicious campfire smell,
mm-hmm.
and it lingers on the glass, and it gives a smoke experience. Yeah, I'm not so much getting the taste, but it's in there, you know.
Yeah, it's if someone handed this to me and said like, "What do you taste cedar?" I'd say, no.
Well, not cedar.
Cedar.
I mean a pecan.
But if you didn't know shit about shit, what this drink was, and it was just sitting there, and you took a sip, you're like, "Oh, an old fashioned." You go. Smoky.
Yeah.
Even though the smoke's not hitting your tongue, it's hitting your schnoz.
It's just getting the idea to you.
Hmm. Okay, now me, I'm not going to let the smoke hang for too long. I'm going to go right to sips.
Love it.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
Rustic, huh?
Hey.
Cheers.
Hey, to the trickster.
Salut.
To the trickster.
To the trickster. Hey, he's a good guy.
Wherever you guy, we like that trickster.
Or girl, we don't know what the trickster is.
That's true,
sex,
yeah.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We're just so conditioned from, you know, the Batman that the Riddler and the Joker are the guys.
Sure.
And the trickster maybe is something different.
I am now. The smoke is like visibly gone from my glass, but yeah. It is sort of like sticking to the insides of the glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a nice feeling.
Let me smell yours.
It's a nice vibe. Let me smell.
Cherry versus. I guess the apple does smell a little different.
Oh, I'm pecan.
Oh, pecan. Let me smell yours, T.
Oh, slight differences. Slight differences. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Slight. The way wood burns is slight as well. Well, that'd be good. I think pine might be good.
Pine.
I think.
Do we have pine?
I want mahogany.
No, we've got apple was the other one.
Apple.
Oak.
I could get you pine. You want pine? I can get you pine.
Nice. Online?
I could go find a tree.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so if we want more chips, like wood chips for this, do we have to go through the Trickster, you think? Or do we have to?
Probably Amazon would be fine.
Okay.
I think Trickster.com has one.
This better not be SpawnCon.
No.
Sponsored content.
Sponsor concert.
I'm going to redux my chips. I'm doing some cherry because I thought that was kind of good. I put that right.
Perfect.
There. Hey, get a Jeff, a vid as it's getting burnt.
We'll do a little vid.
A little vid. Yeah, people want to see that online.
Yes, yes. Look what I have created.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Cool.
I am James Bond. Oh, shaken. Not exactly scared.
I am James. James Bond.
I am James Bond. Okay. <All
right. laughs> This guy's name is James Bond.
We know his name now.
Okay, and he wants to.
Okay. He said it nice and slow for us.
I'm taking a sip.
My name is James
Bond. You get a nice big whiff of that smoke the first sip, huh?
I mean, I really feel like for a second there, I'm up in Yosemite, you know?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more rustic than getting a face full of smoke.
That's true. I'm going to re-up my smoke.
Yeah, you know what? You're supposed to keep smoking these every couple sips.
Yeah, yeah. When you get them out of bar, they bring you out a gun and you just keep going and going.
Ooh. Now, Hanford, you don't care what chips. You're just going.
I'm using whatever chips Tim was just using. It's all, they're all burnt.
I can't believe I have
some good smoke.
It's insane. I've never heard of someone doing this with weed. We're going to be famous when we do this.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
we should have. Well, we should act on, because we didn't act on the fireball thing. We couldn't.
We didn't act on half our shit. What's our fucking problem? We didn't act on acid adjusted orange juice.
No.
Oh wait, didn't you get that?
You have it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have orange juice. I don't have orange juice.
That's tougher to get sometimes.
But you're saying the weed is the weed.
I mean, if we came up with a cocktail,
that's an innovation.
That was like,
we should cut this out and not air this.
Yeah, yeah, I'll cut it.
No, just bleep all the weed parts.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has that sip?
It really is. I like, you know me. I like campfires. I like fireplaces.
You're wearing a shirt that says Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. You know they got campfires up there, I'm sure. I've never been. My parents got me this t-shirt.
You would love it up there. It's great. It's a big ski town.
Ooh, you know I love skiing. It's sort of
But
my
here's
hobby.
What's great about Tahoe. You drive way, way, way up in the mountains, and you get up there, what do you see? A giant lake. Mm. Like, how'd this even happen? How'd they get a big lake in the mountains?
You know what I like?
Oh, interesting.
You know what I like even more than Tahoe? A little place called Aspen.
You know, I would say, without naming names, there's a certain vacation spot that if they just changed one letter, people would, look at that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, call it Lake Taco.
Right.
Yeah. You could call it.
And you'd have to change more than one
taco.
You could change.
Yeah. Speaking of tacos, we went to the new Two Madre restaurant, huh?
It's a wonderful patio.
A soft open. The Sloppy Boys were invited after practice.
Soft tacos and soft open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
Damn good. $2 taco?
That's not going to last. Made. That can't last.
Oh, that's
going to be a bar.
That's get you in the door?
Yeah, that's get you in the door. Me? Brisket? Chicken? KBBQ.
Lamb.
Me too. And other stuff. I forget. And I didn't know which one I was eating.
Oh, here comes the smoke. Oh, shoot.
Man, it's just really, it really sends you. The smoke smell.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in
Vermont.
I feel like you just take the smoke sip,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to have right in front of me a fireplace with one of those kind of the edges of it, or those like bulby rocks, you know, those big sort of round rocks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It doesn't even have to be that fancy for me. Like right now when I'm taking a sip, I'm like, ooh, it's giving Duraflame.
Mm. Damn. Mine needs to be fancy. It needs to be like one of those huge walk-in fireplaces. Those are, I've never actually used one of those, but they look crazy.
Mm. I thought that this was going to be a gimmick.
No, it's pretty cool.
I think it's actually a little bit of a substantive ad, flavor-wise.
And the design of that little
experience-wise.
Well, we've learned a lot about how you can be swayed by the smell in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. We love having mint in our drinks. We love having expressing orange oils over our drinks. This takes it to a whole new level where it's a real stink on there in a good way.
Mm. I'm loving the smoke. I'm loving the smoke. And usually, you know, me as a Mortal Kombat player.
Yeah.
I don't like the smoke.
Who's the smoke?
He's one of the characters, I think.
Oh, I'm less of a Mortal Kombat guy. He's like a Street Fighter guy.
I think he's got the design of like Reptile and Scorpion.
Yeah, and they just turn him gray.
And he's smoke. And sometimes he shows up.
You know that at my pizzeria when I was a kid, we had the arcade game Street Fighter 2.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
We had Outrun.
Oh, that's another classic.
Cruising USA.
Oh.
We'd swap them out over
there. Yeah, that's redundant.
Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
What's Outrun?
Outrun is the old before racing. Cruising. Outrun was, it was like a guy and a girl in a red convertible.
Yeah,
and they're like driving on the beach. Yeah. And then what? Then you know what was really
Tim,
weird?
That's renowned for its soundtrack. And in fact, a lot of people call synthwave music Outrun. Like they call it like
no shit.
The nickname for the genre is Outrun.
I think we turned the music down because it was a restaurant. But it's like
pizzas here.
Does it sound like The Weeknd?
Oh, that does give me that.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah.
You know what's weird though? All of the games, like, you know, it was a pizzeria with an ice cream parlor, so there's like those are all fun games, but then at one point we had rented the games for a company, and then at one point we had NARC.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like the gun NARC game.
Yeah, all the other ones were like these lighthearted kids games, and then suddenly it was like NARC is like, I think you're like DEA and you're like busting people and shooting them and killing them.
Ooh.
NARC's the one I'm thinking of. There's the animation in that's like it's realistic looking people, kind of moving choppily rather than like cartoonish figures.
Or it's like Area 51 is the other one.
Mm-hmm. Outrun is like it has a steering wheel, right? But you don't sit down.
Right.
That's fun.
Yeah, you stand.
You stand up and push the pedal.
Do you remember the Aerosmith shooting game?
Oh no. Yeah. Wait, we played that.
Love in an Elevator.
It's called Revolution X.
Did we play that at in Portland?
Portland.
Didn't we go to
that little barcade?
I don't remember. I remember playing that what was that crazy game? It's like Queen Bee or like Hornet Frenzy or like that like
Killer Queen?
That like 6 versus 6. It was a
Killer Queen.
Yeah,
that
was
in Ashland or in Carolina.
Okay. Well, the bad guys in Revolution X, the Aerosmith game, their logo is N-O-N, and it looks a lot like the Nine Inch Nails logo. Like, old school Aerosmith is like, we don't like that new shit. Those are the bad guys. Trent
it's so
the gang.
Weird. And you shoot CDs out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. And you don't really like, kind of has nothing to do with Aerosmith. Except for the CDs.
Did either of you ever, in its heyday, did you ever get into Dance Dance Revolution?
No.
No, I think I played it once, but I didn't know it was
It's hard.
It's very hard. And it was like, I didn't like a video game that made you sweaty.
Yeah. I was at Dave & Buster's a month ago. And it was fun playing some basketball games and stuff. And seeing the kids still playing DDR, like, they're good at it. And like, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of doing the moves, but also making themselves like look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like putting flourish in the moves. And
ooh.
It was cool.
That feels like a little. That feels a little younger than us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like we were in college when those started coming out?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm a young guy at heart.
Yeah,
who
sure.
Who was that? You know that like dance crew? They have like white masks.
Which one?
Jabberwocky, is it?
Oh.
Is that, am I crazy?
Yeah, no, yeah. Jabberwockies or something?
Yeah.
Are they on like America's Got Talent or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Buster passed away of Dave and Buster's.
Oh, wow. I saw that.
Recently?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, he was 72.
Dang. Ooh, that's crazy.
I guess we should pour these out for him.
Win-win.
Dave Buster's is a very fun place. I didn't know about it for a long time, and then I knew about it, and I like it.
What's their tagline? Like, food, game, win?
Where a kid can be a kid again. Oh, it's like bing, bing, bing.
Bing, ding, ding, ding.
Didn't your sex toys say ding, ding,
yeah,
ding?
Yeah, the sex ball says ding, ding, ding on it.
Food, game, win.
It says ding, dong. Yeah, that's where you...
That's what
jam it up your ding, dong.
Well, on that somber note, do we take a break and go to commercials?
Yes, sure. Please.
All right, folks.
Sponsored ad break.
Why don't you take a listen to these ads, and when we come back, we'll have a second round of these smoky, sinful cocktails.
Some of you don't. Oh, the trickster have been back.
I don't know. This is just my.
Some of you don't have to listen to the commercials, of course, because you're in our Patreon tiers.
Yeah.
So you don't get ads, and you get a whole lot more. But some of you like the ads, so keep going.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now we're back with round two. Tim and I just torched up some... apple. What was it?
Apple.
Apple. The one nobody. Yeah, nobody had apple.
Smoky, delicious, makes you feel like you're in Tahoe. Mm-hmm.
Now I thought this was going to be a gimmick, like
no, it works.
A cheap trick. Not.
Yeah, we're not gonna take.
And I was going to surrender to that fact.
But also not trick like the trickster. I thought that seeing this out, I was like, this is. I don't need all that extra ornamentation on my old fashioned. Mm-hmm. And I come to think that, like, I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good. It's subtle.
Get your friends together, torch some chips.
That's good. It is one of those, like, you bring some people over for a movie, you do a little torching, everyone says, oh, this is so cool.
Do a little.
Yep. You be safe with it. You cool it down.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it up.
Final thoughts?
Order again.
Yeah.
Order again. Love it. So fun. But here's the thing, folks. You're going to want to get that gun in your hands. Don't let the bartender do it for you. Half the fun is in the gun. And I'm pro-gun in general across the board. Yeah. It's our Second Amendment
right.
You're
a big 2A guy, right?
Yeah.
You also, if you go to a bar, you're not going to really run into a bartender who's like, no, I don't want you to take this flamethrower from me, the professional.
You're not going to run into that.
You take it, pass it around.
When I'm at a French restaurant, they bring out the creme brulee. They let me torch it myself.
I go back in the kitchen a lot of times and say, let me see some of those knives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see what you're working with. Ooh, Ginsu.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. The tactile experience is where it's at. Mike, you normally say, oh, I'd have a professional make this.
Right.
Don't have a professional
make it. Today, you become the professional.
You become the professional. You wield the burner.
You're ready for it.
Wield the torch.
Now, I wonder where, because I've seen these on Amazon, so people listening to this, you find them on Amazon. It's what is it called? An infuser? Drink infuser? Smoke infuser?
Smoker.
Yeah, what does it say on the front of the...
Cocktail smoker.
Gotcha.
There Boosh. You
go. So look at that. I wonder how much they are.
Yeah, I know.
Only the trickster knows for sure.
Well, hold on.
And he's not saying.
What's the... Incoming message from an unknown sender.
Wait, but I would, you know, all those senders.
Yeah.
Boys, boys, boys.
Oh my God.
Bravo. You did not disappoint.
He has a respiratory
I've learned so much about you. Of course. I predicted that Timothy would select the oak and Jefferson the cherry.
Whoa.
Oh, but Michael, choosing the pecan? You are full of surprises, aren't you, Slappy Boys?
Whoa.
I knew this was going to be fun. I'll be following your show with great interest. Until next time, the Trickster!
Whoa. Following with great interest makes me, like, is that for good or bad? It seemed a little menacing when he said that.
He gave us a gift.
Yeah, maybe, okay.
If he had said moderate interest, it would be whatever, but he's a
passive interest.
Yeah. Right, right. When he said, you know, when he got mine wrong, what I chose, he was going... Like tis ticks.
Yeah.
I thought he was doing
a little, which he might have been. We don't know.
We don't know the trickster.
He sounds a lot like General Grievous. Do you think he's doing an impression?
Kenobi.
Yeah.
Did General Grievous, he had a respiratory problem?
He was half machine, half organic beast.
And not to mention Vader. He's very similar to Vader.
Okay.
He's more machine than man now.
Yeah.
Whew.
You know?
Micro machines.
They should make movies about how Anakin went from young boy to being Vader.
Vader, the most evil man in the universe.
Now, Vader.
The evil Darth man.
The man with the dark cloak.
Yes, he does thy bidding of Emperor Palpatine.
Choke you from across the room, he could.
Who was this newsboy?
Choke you from across the room, he could.
It's Darth Vader, I've heard of him. Choke you from across the room, he could.
You know what's really funny?
Cybernetic hand, he has.
Remember in the first Star Wars, A New Hope, when Vader's like, he's flying a little TIE fighter.
Yeah.
He looks so dumb in there. And then after the Death Star explodes, he's like,
he's like spinning around, right?
Seeing this big, powerful guy who can use the Force just like flying a little plane is so funny.
That, and then like after that movie, they're like, okay, he's got to have high status.
He doesn't get in the dogfights.
Vader
does
so
not go
dumb.
Upside down.
They did the thing where the camera like spins around to make it look like he's spinning around.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn. Well,
this is exciting though, Trickster.
I was kind of hoping for some resolution on the Trickster's identity.
Oh no, I don't think we're getting that for a long time. He's good.
I would say he's Paul Dano
from the movies.
Yeah,
from Fablemans,
from films.
We don't have to pay him for that.
He's from The Girl Next Door.
Oops.
Yeah,
he wasn't The Girl Next Door, but he started in Little Miss Sunshine. Let's not forget.
I think that was after Girl Next Door.
Huh.
Yeah, he's been a child actor.
He's the original moon-faced boy.
Well, I have a lot to learn about Paul Dano.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a Wikipedia night for you.
You should shadow me a few days, follow me around as I, you know.
Search the web.
As I search the web.
You know, you pick up a lot of Danoisms from Tim. Yeah.
Yep. I drink your shake.
It's his son and partner, HW, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish we could close the book on the old trickster, but it seems like this is the sort of thing that could go on for weeks or even months.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Or even years.
In the words of the Governator, he'll be back.
Right.
It does seem that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby years. Got back.
Baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, type over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where you can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the stuff we really care about. We just talked about VR,
yep.
Beat Saber, and Super Hot. We played it on the Oculus Quest. How about that?
That's great.
Great. And if you already subscribe to Patreon and you need even more boys than that, come see us live on tour, okay? This spring, we're talking New Orleans, Nashville, Memphis, Atlanta, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Milwaukee, Davenport.
Ooh, the Cincinnati. Memory man.
Cincinnati.
Wow, look at him go.
Look at him go.
We're talking about right, Skyline Chili.
Oh, baby. And hey, if you want even more than that, you say you want to go to these shows, or maybe you don't, you probably want to dress in some cool Sloppy Boys stuff. Head on over to sloppyboys.com. We got t-shirts FS for sale. Check those out.
Yeah, we got t-shirts AF, and those shirts are FS. And hey, well, we might as well announce the new bootleg Bart design.
Yeah.
And to the totes.
Yeah.
Totes my goats.
All right, we've spent too much time together.
Yeah, it's too much. Okay, folks, good episode this week, and great job at home listening.
Yeah, we love you.
Uh-huh. Why don't we meet back here, same time, next week?
Thank you, Trickster.
Bye, Trickster. Bye, Trickster. We love you.
Trickster. Tisk, tisk.